and welcome back to the second episode of our play together thing that we're doing for Sam the Sorcerer. This is DOS Game Club, and I am RNLF, Florian, and there's also, like always, Martin or Tyne.
Hello, such a catchy name, the playthrough thing.
Yes. we didn't decide. What did we call it? DGC Play Together, Simon the Sorcerer one. Episode 2.
Yes.
That's what we're doing now. So, last time we made quite a bit of progress, and I think we are already pretty far into the game. So,
yeah, I have no idea how long this game is, so it's hard to really tell how far you are at any given moment, but one of the quests that you're given at the start of the game is quite in the same vein as Monkey Island, right? Mm-hmm. Where you want to be a wizard and you meet the old wizard people and they give you a quest, and if you perform the quest, then they'll make you a wizard, right?
Yeah.
So I don't know how far you are, but I'm actually a wizard now.
What? No, I'm not that far.
I am a wizard. I'm totally a wizard.
You know what? You told me, oh, we need to slow down. I don't have time for this game on the weekend, blah, blah, blah. And so I said, okay, I'm at this location now, so I'll stop and wait for you.
I am a wizard, and I thought, I want to know what to do now that I'm a wizard. So that's why I wanted to catch up.
Yeah, great. No, I didn't get that far. So this will be a report what Martin has done episode, and yeah.
And I don't think I'm that much further than you are, though.
Okay, so
because I heard you say a few things that I've also done.
Yeah,
and I've not really done a whole lot more. So
okay, so you'll probably give me the one hint that I need in the end.
Yeah,
so,
probably. It's just like only you're one step away from.
Yeah,
from
probably. I need a gold coin. I think that's the one thing I need, I assume.
Because you did find the staff.
No.
Okay.
Okay.
Well, isn't that the quest they give you at the start? Is find
yes,
this magic
find the staff. Yes.
Yes. Okay. But,
let's talk about what we've done. So,
last time we were in the dungeon, right?
Yeah, we escaped.
Yeah.
And then we
saved the guy, the druid guy.
The druid, and he told us to get the frogbane, I think.
Yeah, from
a place called Skull Island.
Yes, I have not made any progress.
Okay,
with that.
Same. Then on the way there, though, we had the woodcutter who wanted a Milrith axe that he could cut down the magically protected trees.
Yes, and we actually did find the Milrith on the last session, right?
Yes, we found the Milrith, but we didn't know how to get it.
Yes.
But I assume since you are a wizard now, you know how to do it.
I'm not sure if it's really required, but I do have it, yes. There's this paleontologist, right? This guy digging. Yeah. So in the end, you had to persuade him to dig in that exact location.
Right.
Yeah.
So the way to do that, I thought it was quite funny.
It is.
There's one section. So you, we talked about the beans that we got from the oaf in the last episode. And actually, you can grow them into a melon because obviously melons grow from beans, as everybody knows. And they do so in stinky compost that you find behind a wizard's hut, right?
Yeah.
So that happened. And then you have to find this guy who's playing the sousaphone, which I wasn't aware.
Tuba, basically.
Yeah, yeah. Just the one that you know from probably American military movies where they have marches. That's where I found out about it.
Yeah.
And I assume this is like a movie reference or something, but I couldn't find out which one, where then you have to put the melon into the sousaphone so that the terrible noises the player makes stop.
I don't know if that's a reference to anything. I got actually a hint from the owl. You remember the owl guy?
Oh, the owl. He gives you a hint. Because
yeah, you can ask the owl for hints. And he just says things that you have to do. And one of the things he says is melons and music instruments don't mix, something like that.
Huh. I was talking to the owl a lot, and he was just the most annoying person.
I think everything he says is a hint in some way.
Ah.
So.
Oh, well, I didn't realize that. So
yeah.
So yeah, I just thought, well, this thing looks a bit like this could go in there.
Mm,
and it did.
For sure.
So you have to actually do like a football throw and put the melon into the sousaphone. Yeah. And then the musician, the bard, I think it's called the bard, he will be very sad and say, you know, it will take days to get the instrument repaired. But Simon is clever and says, well, you know what? I'm a certified instrument.
I know a guy.
Oh, he knows a guy, yes. So you get the sousaphone.
Yes.
And
which you can use to wake up the giant.
Yep. Well, because wake up. He doesn't really wake up.
Sort of half. There's a sleeping giant, and if you play it, I think he thinks you're like a mosquito or something. So then he punches over the tree, and the tree unlocks a new area, the mountain area.
Interesting area.
Yeah. And in that area, there is a dragon.
A dragon with a cold.
Yes. And you have a cold remedy, right?
Yes, yes. So
yeah.
I got grilled a couple times trying to figure out how to give the dragon the cold remedy. And Simon says each time, oh, I'm lucky I'm wearing my asbesto underwear.
Don't you just give it to him?
Well, I tried, but I was too slow. And then the dragon sneezed. And then Simon was burned. Like,
right. Yeah. I think you just walk in and immediately give it. And
yes. And what Simon does then is he walks out of the cave again and throws the bottle into the cave.
Yeah. Oh, that's right. Oh, you actually give it from the outside.
Well, I was in the hut in the cave, and then I said, "Give cold remedy to dragon." And then Simon walks out and throws the bottle in.
That's right. That's right. And then you can actually get the fire extinguisher.
Yep. And I had no idea what to use it for.
I know what to use it for, but
at the time, it's one of those items that you get and you have no clue what it's good for.
Oh, yeah, for sure. I don't even question that. When I'm playing adventure games, I just grab everything.
Yeah, sure.
Pick up everything I don't even think what I can use things for. Yeah. I just want to hoard things, basically. So.
Same. So anyway, in this new, I think I remember correctly that in this new section that opens up with the dragon cave and the surrounding parts, there's also another small rock that you can pick up, right? Was it there?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. For sure. That's important.
Yeah.
I think. I don't really. What's on the. Isn't it valuable?
No, the rock contains a fossil.
Oh, that's the fossil that the paleontologist wants.
Yes, even though I think he's called archaeologist in the game, but I learned from friends that that's a different thing.
Right, because paleontologists are looking for basically dinosaurs.
Yeah, and archaeologists are
looking
with
for cracked pots and
yes.
such things. Yes, exactly. Right.
So then you go talk to the... Let's call him archaeologist, and he'll say, no, I don't believe you. I will believe it when I see it, so get the fossil out of the rock first.
Mm-hmm.
So you go very sneakily, you walk to the blacksmith, and you put the rock onto his anvil while he strikes it. And that's obviously the way to remove a fossil from a rock.
Yeah. There's also a rock with a bear on it, right? So
I think it says bear repellent. Wait, I have it here. Wait a second for him to remove the Walkman.
It has the word beer choked on it.
Yeah,
oh,
beer.
Choked. Ah, okay.
So I figured I could just put this rock on the blacksmith as well and it would give me beer, but it doesn't work. So that's too bad.
Anyway, then you have the fossil and you can go to the archaeologist and essentially lie to him and say, hey, I found this fossil over at the place where the metal detector is.
Mm-hmm.
He'll dig a hole for you and get very angry. But in the process, also digs up all the milruth that he's not interested in.
Yeah. And don't you have to give that to the blacksmith as well or something? Yes. Yeah.
And he
makes an axe out of it.
Yeah, exactly. That you can give to the woodcutter. Mm-hmm. Which opens up the woodcutter's hut.
Yeah, exactly. And that's where you use the fire extinguisher, actually.
Yeah, yeah.
Because he's got a fire on, and you can put that out. I don't know why you would do that, but you can.
And the next step is equally nonsensical, but you do it anyway, because then you move the hook that he has on top of his fireplace.
How did you figure that out?
I don't know. I was just
trying things,
right? Yes. Yeah. Wildly trying things.
Yeah. So it turns out it's like a secret area.
Yep, that leads to the to his valuable wood storage cave.
Yeah,
and then you find mahogany.
Yeah, there's different woods, right? Yes. There's like oak and rosewood, and
but Sam is allergic to all of them except for mahogany.
Yeah, and that's the one the woodworms wanted.
Yep.
So then you can go to the woodworms, give them the mahogany, and they'll jump into it. So then you have the board with the woodworms in it.
In your head.
Yeah. Did you use them?
No, I didn't find out what for yet.
Right. So I think that's where we need to pick up then.
Okay. Maybe let's. There are a few other things, I think. Yeah. Because in the woodcutter's hut, there's one more item. You can get the climbing pin.
Hmm.
Which is missing from, like, there's...
From the mountain range.
Yes, there's one place in this mountain range where you can have, like a stair made out of climbing pins.
Yeah.
And one is missing, and you get that, and that opens up a new path. And up there is, like a snowman, and he doesn't let me pass. And that's all. And I haven't gotten past that one yet.
No, me neither, I think.
So that's...
Or maybe I do. There. I forget, actually. Let me walk there and see, because that's, if I use the map to go to the dragon, that's pretty close, right?
Yeah, it's just two screens further, I think.
Yeah, so I walk past the dragon and then to the right. This is the screen where you find the
rock.
Fossil. And then there's the climbing pins in the next screen. You can also go right here, by the way.
Yes, I know. I forgot where it leads, but I know I went there. There was something. Or was the rock there? Maybe the rock
No. It was in the previous screen. If you go up the climbing pins...
Yes, the snowman.
Ah, oh, I did get rid of him.
Excuse me.
You shall not pass.
It's another Lord of the Rings reference.
You got rid of him. Okay, so I have no idea. I tried...
Are you at the screen now?
Yes.
It's really silly.
Let me think. I assume I have all the items for
that. Yeah, you definitely have the item. I think we picked up the item in our last playthrough, actually.
Is it the matches?
No, but it's close. It's weirdly related. It's a bit of moon logic. I don't know how you just. It's like. Cartoon logic.
Let me think. So, what does this guy? A snow, a carrot.
What did we get from the dungeon?
What did we get? Let me try to recall. We got a rat's bone, a key, a piece of paper, a hacksaw. That's it, I think.
No.
No?
No, also the mints.
Oh, they're also from there. Okay.
Yeah. And if you look at the mints, it says they're extra strong.
Okay.
But they're like super extra strong.
It's a packet of super extra strong mints.
All right. I don't get it.
Yeah. Well, these are really strong. I mean,
that
really.
That doesn't work.
Consume. Oh, look at that. What's he going to do? Of course, because that's how... Oh, God. That's a serious thing. That's not how mints work. So it's like, if they had made it like chili or pepper or something else, that would have worked. So what happens is that Simon takes one of those mints and his face turns red and he spits fire and melts the snowman. Yeah. That's silly. That's... Ooh. I don't think I would have ever solved that one without your help.
I think I just randomly tried to eat the mints in a different screen, and it would also do the fire animation. So that's
how.
Yeah, he just does it in every screen, I think.
No. I tried eating them, and he said, I'll keep it for later when I need it.
No. He says, I keep them when I need warming up.
Oh.
So that's...
That
I think
makes
that's
sense.
The hint.
Yes,
that's the hint.
By the way, do you have the metal hook from the dwarf mine?
I do.
Ah, okay. So I have nothing new to report to you at all. Perfect. It was the last ace I had up my sleeve, but Well.
So the next screen beyond the snowman, there's like the Tower of Doom.
Ooh, let me walk there. I haven't seen it.
No, but I don't know how to get in. So this is where it ends.
Okay, maybe that's where we start once I've caught up.
Ooh, yeah.
This looks intriguing.
I think this is where the bad guy is at. Or maybe where the missing wizard is, the one we're looking for.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, this
seems like a significant location, but I don't know how to get in, so I don't know.
Yeah. Okay, let's report on the one thing that we haven't talked about yet. That is how you get the metal hook, even though I don't know what to use it for. Do you know what to use it for?
I think I do, yes.
And have you used it already?
Yeah.
Okay, so let me start the story, and then you can finish the part that I've missed. Mm-hmm. So there is this dwarf mine that we couldn't get into because the dwarves will throw you out with a message, hey, it's only for dwarves. And you say, but I am a dwarf. And they say, hey, real dwarves have beards. And then you say, I've shaved it off. And he doesn't believe you.
No.
But in the pub in the village, there's a sleeping dwarf.
Yes.
And someplace, I don't remember where exactly, we found scissors.
Mm-hmm.
So you just walk into the pub and you cut off the beard's the dwarf's beard.
Yeah.
And that is your perfect dwarf disguise.
And I think in the animation, he cuts off only the bottom half. Yeah. But then the item you actually have in your inventory is a full beard, like from the ears all the way.
Yeah.
So it's, yeah. It's,
then there's it
seems odd to cut this way.
Yes.
Undetected.
Well, he's sleeping, probably drunk.
Mm.
Anyway, there's a second thing you have to do in the pub. And I just figured that out because, hey, Simon, this is Simon. He's like he's a jerk. I thought, what would a jerk do? And we found the beeswax in the first session. Mm-hmm. And we couldn't figure out what to use it for. And we also talked about the barkeeper who tries to mix a cocktail for Simon, but he can't find some ingredient or something. Mm-hmm. And in all that time, the beer keg behind him is unguarded, and you use that time to put wax into the, whatever you call it, the tap.
Yeah. It's a classic adventure game thing when someone steps away and someone is not guarding an item anymore. That's how you know you have to do something with them. Yeah. That's like a classic thing. So, yeah.
But usually in most other adventures we've played, it's the other way around. So there is the beer. There would have been the beer keg, and we would have known what to use it for,
right?
And then just had to figure out how to get it. But in this case, it was like, I know there's a beer keg.
Yeah.
Oh, I have to do something with it.
So exactly. Just try random objects with them.
Yeah, exactly. And then I ended up with the wax, and Simon goes there, puts the wax in, and the barkeeper thinks the keg is empty.
Yeah.
Which is funny.
Outside.
Yes, which is super funny because he carries it out without realizing, hey, this is a very heavy
empty keg. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's really strong.
Yes.
Are you still in the mountains now, by the way?
I'm still in the snowman area.
Because this is actually where you can use the hook.
Oh, really?
If you go to the dragon's lair entrance.
Yes. Wait, let me give me a second. I need to walk down the climbing. Yeah? Where's the
exit? Above the entrance, there's a boulder.
Oh, let's see. Walking, still walking. One screen further, sorry.
Don't you have music in the game, by the way?
I've disabled it.
Right.
Oh, there's a boulder, yes. Use hook with boulder.
That's it. That's all you have to do.
He's doing like a ninja move.
Yeah, I think he attaches the rope.
Now there's a rope.
Now you can just walk to the boulder.
Huh. I guess that would have taken me a while to find out.
To find out you can use a hook with a boulder?
No, to realize there was the boulder. I saw the boulder, then I realized there was the dragon's lair below it, and then I forgot about the boulder.
That's the thing. It really, distracts from the attention. Yeah.
So now here's a new area. There's nothing here, though.
Well, there's a hole in the ground.
Oh, there. Now I can see it. Yes.
And the hole goes into the dragon's lair.
I can see the dragon's treasure down there.
Oh, exactly. And now we can use the magnet, I assume.
Exactly.
And that's how you get the white spirit. Okay.
This is silly. Everyone knows gold isn't magnetic.
Yes, I thought that. I was in the cave and I thought, look, there's lots of gold, and I probably have to use the magnet on it, but that doesn't make any sense.
Mm-hmm.
And then I tried.
I had no idea. Is gold not magnetic?
I don't think it is.
Why not?
Physics.
Hmm.
Physics stuff.
I seriously don't know.
Anyway,
I don't have a lot of gold, you know.
You know, I tried using the magnet on the rope inside the cave because if you can pull it through a hole, why can't you just throw the magnet at the at the treasure?
It doesn't want to.
No.
But anyway.
This helps me with one of the next steps, actually. Let's talk about the hook thing first. To use it. Or where to get it.
Where did we get the hook from? Oh, so, didn't we get it from the dwarf mine as well?
Yes.
Yeah.
So now we have our dwarf disguise and we have the beer. So we go back to the place. We put on our disguise outside the cave. We walk in and the guy asks, okay, you look like a dwarf to me, but what's the password? And then there's some obvious choices. That's like a brute force attack. So Simon tries lots of words starting with A. But there's also one option that is it beer? And obviously that's the password because
it totally is beer. These dwarves are hooked on beer.
Yep.
So yeah. And they're so hooked on beer that there's actually a guard in the next scene, right?
Yes.
A dwarf guard. And he blocks you, but then you just give him the beer and don't you?
Yeah, you give him the beer and he said, oh, you know what? One glass of beer shouldn't be that bad. And he takes it down to the place where there are, I don't know, hundreds of empty beer kegs and bottles. Yeah. And
there's dwarves on the floor.
Are passed out and all of that.
Yeah.
Yeah. So then that's actually the only thing you can do in that room, right? So you go there.
It's not completely the only thing. Although I don't know how significant. But I did one more thing.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Okay.
What was that?
There's also a locked door.
Oh, in that room?
Where you get the hook.
Yes,
there's also a locked door, yeah. And the key is actually also in the dwarf cave.
Oh, really? I haven't found that place yet. Let me go to the dwarf mine. Because I found a locked door that's to the treasury.
Yeah.
But I haven't figured out how to get in there.
It's not particularly difficult.
Okay, let me. Oh, wait, I need to put on my beard. Where is it? Remove wear. There.
Wow. Very sophisticated. Itchy, though.
Let's
all go. Right, mate.
All right.
What's the password, then?
Is it beer?
You may pass.
Right on.
These dwarves don't really sound very dwarfy. They just sound like a guy at the office. Just,
but then again, the dog didn't sound very dog-like.
I don't know. I'm not playing with the talkie because I want the subtitles. Right. So
the dog really sounds like a guy saying woof woof.
Hello, I'm a dog. I'm a professional voice actor.
Yes. Okay. Let's see. Let me take a quick look if I can find the key. Oi, oi, oi. Those are the drunk dwarfs, by the way.
Yeah, that's the screen where you need to be.
Okay, let me try to figure out barrels.
I think dwarf. You have to really think about being... just think about being a jerk again.
Yes.
I mean, what just would an a idea. Jerk
Let's
do?
See. Does that work? It does work. Ha! So I've done... Oh, that was easy.
Yeah,
I've done use feather on passed out dwarf. And
yeah.
So Simon takes the feather and uses it on the dwarf's feet, and he just turns to the side and reveals the reveals the key that he was.
Yeah, he's just lying on top of the key. It turns out
there was a hint actually, I think, because the one drunk dwarf, no, the one of the dwarves down in the cave or in the dig site that one of the other dwarves was having the key.
Maybe walk
quiet
from,
now. Yes, yeah. I tried. It's just too slow. Okay, now I have the key.
Yeah, so now you can enter the treasury.
God!
Time for a sharp exit.
Where is that lazy slug? He must have gone for a beer break.
Great voice acting. It's yes. really very dwarf-like.
Hi-ho, hi-ho, it's off to
oh, yes, this is a very shoot, annoying shoot place, up. By the way. Use key on door quickly.
I think you can just open door.
Oh, too late.
And then it takes the
enter
key.
Enter before you start singing
shoot.
Again. Shut up. Wee, this is a beautiful...
Oi, get out of here. This is restricted area.
This is a very red dwarf.
Hmm, yes. He's okay. very upset. And I think...
I've
I don't
come
know.
To make you an offer.
Really? What sort of an offer?
Let me see. Is he the one I have to give the beer voucher for, maybe?
Yeah, that's exactly it. Just everything that's beer-related, yes. that's what... That's
I've got what something in my inventory that you want.
What's that, then?
Well, it's a voucher for a free glass of beer at the Drunken Druid.
What's this? Happy hour at the Drunken Druid and a free voucher? How can I ever repay you?
He's literally
nice
in a treasury.
Nice pile of gems you got there.
Just yeah. one, though.
Oh, the gem. So I need the... Do I use the that to make the staff, actually?
No, I don't know. No, I don't know what you use it for.
Huh. Okay, so anyway, that's good to know.
Yeah.
I would probably not have figured that part out either.
Here you
so
are.
It's good
now,
we're doing this.
Off.
We're doing this thing. Would have taken me ages.
And stay out.
It's not really that
hi
difficult.
Hi ho, it's off to work we go. La, la.
Maybe use the map instead of walking.
Oh right, I can use it from this place as well. I forgot. Okay, where do I want to go, by the way? I'm not really sure.
I think we want to use the woodworms in the mahogany.
Oh yes. Where?
Well, let's think about it. Do you remember a place that had a particular wooden object or surface or just something wooden?
One place I can think of is the tower where we found the pig lady.
Mm-hmm.
Is that it?
Yeah.
It has wooden floor exactly. boards. And exactly. I thought that was the mahogany I had to get for the
Yeah, me too.
For the worms.
But it's okay. It's not.
Let's see, what's the right way? From the oaf. Oh, crossroads, yes. And south once.
Yeah.
That should be the way.
Yeah, so there's this tower. And someone throws a long, what do you call this? Like a tail?
Braid.
Yeah. Out the window, it's a classic
fairy tale stuff,
thing.
Yes.
Yeah. So you climb up, and well, the lady is gone because
that's the pig you brought.
That's the pig. So,
to the witch's
so there's
hut,
nobody. Yes. Yeah, there's nobody up in the tower now.
Oh, the witch's hut.
But the wooden floor is still there.
Yeah. Let's see. What do I get from that? Climb quicker, Simon. Come on. Use woodworm on floorboards.
Okay, boys. Time for you lot to do me a favor.
No problem.
So what happened is they it's going more levels. So they carved out a hole in the floor, and while Simon was standing in the middle of the hole, so he dropped down one level of the tower. Mm-hmm. And now we have a hole on the bottom, which is probably where we get out, I assume.
Mm-hmm.
And the door and the wedge. I guess the wedge is... Oh, that's the... no, wait. Is the wedge what keeps the door shut?
Yeah.
And it's the outside door, right? I assume.
Yeah. It's you need to pick up the wedge. I don't know what to use the wedge for. I still have it in my inventory. But it's the thing that's blocking the door from opening.
Okay, because the tower that we just talked about with the braid has a door, actually. But when you try to open it, Simon says it's blocked from the inside or something.
Yeah, so okay. You just pick it up, and then you can open.
And go outside and back in.
Yeah.
All right. So now there's another hole in the floor. Let's...
Excellent.
I can't get down there. It's too far.
Oh, such a sad story.
Yeah, such a difficult puzzle.
Oh,
as well.
Yeah. I was wondering for days what to use the ladder for.
Yeah, we've been carrying a ladder all this time.
I think it was the first item I picked up.
It's really early in the game.
Okay, so. And now there's a tomb.
Yeah.
Open tomb. Seems to be hard to open, but he's trying.
How strange. It's full of bandages.
Oh, look, magical stuff.
Yeah.
Dialogue options. It's funny.
That was a close one.
Whichever dialogue option you pick, he will just scream, apparently. Okay.
So yeah, there's a terrible mummy.
Like bandages. I have matches. Let me try that. Is that how you do it?
No.
Let me try either way. Oh, no, the tomb is closed again. Ah, too sad.
You don't need anything.
I don't need anything.
You don't need an object.
Okay, let's try open again.
I feel like a real sucker for punishment.
You know, this game has its way with long animations that take way too long.
Mm-hmm.
If only I was a proper wizard.
Okay, so it's a timed puzzle.
That was a close one.
What could I do? I could probably...
If this were a cartoon, what would you do with a mummy?
Unroll it, I guess.
There you go.
Pick up, maybe?
Yeah.
Okay, let's try it again.
I feel like a real sucker for punishment.
Open the door already. Come on, Simon. Pick up... Where is it? Ah.
This never happened to Indiana Jones.
I couldn't find the hotspot.
That was a close one.
One more time.
Yeah, you can just see it. If you just look at him, you can find a spot where you can grab.
I'll just use the magic of the F10 key.
I feel like a real sucker for punishment.
Yes, yes, yes. Ooh, that makes us a wizard already.
Yeah. I don't know what to do next, though. I was hoping for this session to help me.
I've seen this done in cartoons.
Yeah, there you go.
But now the mummy just walks past him. That makes it a bit easy. Oh, the eyes remain. Oh, no, they're gone. Pick up bandages.
I can live without thousand-year-old bandages, thank you.
Are you sure, though?
Yeah.
Pick up stuff. That makes us wizard. Well.
Almost.
I assume. Oh, we haven't talked about the speaking tree yet, right?
The speaking what?
The speaking tree. Oh, that's what's on the far end of the Dragon's Lair section. Oh, haven't you found the speaking tree yet?
I don't remember.
Ooh. Maybe I found something that you haven't found.
Seems like it.
Okay, let me consult my poorly drawn map to figure out how to get to the pub, once to the right from the shop.
Yeah, now you can just go to the wizards.
Yes.
This is like from the start of the game, right?
Yes. Where they told us we have to
get
find
the stuff. Yeah, and then we'll be a wizard. So, well, there you go.
Now, the thing is, they said, didn't they say they saw it on the Necromancer? So how old exactly are those wizards?
I don't know, man.
So
they have
I'm the East Wind, right? I thought I was the East Wind. You're a southern breeze, I think.
I think we're... Well, it appears we underestimated the lad brothers.
So now you make me a wizard, right?
There's just one or two formalities to clear up first. If you'll just answer these questions, for the record. Name?
Simon.
Thank you. All you have to do is pay the subscription fee, and you're a wizard.
Subscription fee?
Yes. A mere 30 gold pieces for junior members.
I don't have that kind of money.
Well, you can't be a wizard then.
You wait right here. I'll find your money.
Can I sell the gems?
Where did this game come from anyway? That short man.
So, but maybe let's. I know, let's. Let me try.
You just need the entry fee now, right? So, how much gold do you have?
Let's see. Where's my gold? Where's my gold? Oh, there it is.
8 gold pieces.
Mm-hmm. And how did you get those?
It looks like a lump of kryptonite.
Oh, really? That's a solution?
Mm-hmm.
That's like the worst.
Well, the dragon, you got it from the dragon, right?
Yes.
And you used the
magnet
on the string to get 8 gold pieces.
Great. So now I have to do it 3 more times.
There you go.
That's silly. Okay, go to boulder.
It's a whole pile of gold, so yes. It's way more than just
but
this
it's,
old.
That's gold. Unusual for. Do you think they did it out of malice? Usually, I haven't seen. Maybe that's a Sierra thing, but on LucasArts games, I don't remember ever having to repeat the same thing just to get more of the same.
Yeah, these kinds of resourcey items are quite unusual anyway. Usually, you just have an item which is the solution, and it's not actually like an amount of money or something. That's not really a thing.
But it's good because I need one more gold piece anyway. And after that will leave me with one more, I think. 16.
What do you need the one gold piece for?
So you really haven't found the speaking tree.
I have found the tree. I've walked there now. It's to the right of the...
Yes.
But it has a pink splodge on it, right?
Yes,
and I don't know. I don't know what to do.
You can talk to it, I think.
I know.
And if you talk to it, it will reveal that it's sad because of the pink splodge.
Yeah. And but I don't know how to get rid of it.
Yes. And it asks, you know what that means, the pink splodge? And you say, no. And he says, the woodcutter will come and cut me down.
Yeah.
And it asks you to remove the pink splotch.
Yeah.
And it also tells you how to.
Oh.
It says, get white spirit to remove it.
White spirit?
Yes. And it also tells you to get it from the shop.
That wasn't much of a hoard.
Can you just buy white spirit from the shop?
Yes, but you need one gold piece for it.
Ah, there you go.
That's what I was looking for. That's why I was hoping for one gold piece.
You can get as many gold pieces as you want, it seems.
Well, he stopped after 4 times and said, well, that wasn't much of a hoard or something.
How many gold pieces?
24 gold pieces.
I guess I have to do one more. Then.
Doesn't work.
Yes, work. I mean, those animations, they are really cool, but they're also so time-consuming. It's
yeah, honestly, the game does look a lot better than what I thought it would, because, well, this is not by a really very renowned studio or anything. So it's kind of impressive they pulled this off.
But the name, the studio name is good for... They just call themselves Adventure Soft.
Yeah, but I'm not sure. I think this is the first game. I mean...
Well, I really think it looks amazing. Just the animations are just
that
so long.
That wasn't much of a hoard. 24 gold pieces.
It's stuck at 24. Okay. Huh. Well, in that case, I didn't know that. In that case, you do need the gem, it seems. Because I did it the other way around. I only figured out the whole gold thing later with the dragon. The first thing that I did was to sell the gem, and I got money, but not enough.
Let me guess. You sell it at the suspicious-looking guy or at the shop?
No, at the dodgy geezer who's at the marketplace.
Hey, mate, you interested in a priceless gem?
Give it. I'll have a look at it.
this voice acting.
This is nice. Very nice. Dwarven, I wager. It's one of those gems that changes colour. I'll give you 4 pieces for it.
What? No, I need 7.
No.
Don't just make me laugh. I want at least 40.
40 gold pieces? Ha! I won't get any higher than 10.
Drive a hard bargain, Florian.
It's an improvement, but still daylight robbery.
OK, 15 pieces, but only because I like the look of you.
Let's call it a nice even 20 and be done with it.
OK, OK. 18 gold pieces it is. 20 then. But you drive a hard bargain, no mistake. I better go and put it somewhere safe.
He's trying really hard.
I wonder how he did that.
Right, so...
Now I have the money, very good.
Well, the thing is, the way I played it is that I first sold this for 20, and then that's still not enough to pay the Magic the Wizard subscription fee. So then I figured out the gold thing with the dragon, and then I learned you can do it multiple times. So then I thought, oh, the whole gem thing was optional. Hmm. I could just get unlimited money from the dragon. But
that's also unusual, right? That you have to do multiple things that actually do the same in the end.
Yeah.
I think the whole puzzle design in the game is not the greatest. I mean, they work, but...
I don't know. It's also kind of original sometimes.
Oh, yeah,
it's,
that's true.
I don't know. It's not so bad.
I've got two chows, two pongs, and a kong.
Dab a bit of soap bait on it.
I've got your money, brothers.
Where is it, then? So I'm the East Wind, right?
There you are. 30 gold pieces in unmarked coins. Can I be a wizard now?
Well, I suppose so. By the power invested in me, I pronounce you a wizard.
That's it?
Yes.
No ceremonies?
No.
No adoring crowds, confetti, wild orgies, banners and ice cream?
Not usually, no.
Right then.
You do get a young wizard starter pack, though.
Aha. Uh-huh.
A starter pack?
Yes, it's got all kinds of goodies in it. You get a complimentary staff, a WizKid Club member badge, a WizKid Quill, WizKid Scroll notepaper, the WizKid Multi-Ingredient Starter Kit, a membership card, your first issue of WizKid Magazine published quarterly, and many other wonderful freebies. Here you are, all held in this free WizKid wallet.
Thanks. I think.
Happy now?
Just answer me a few questions. Who is Sordid?
He was once a mighty sorcerer in the Circle. He was booted out for repeated breaking of Circle rules.
I guess we have to go through all that, because otherwise... Maybe I can get
no
back to
No further them. Questions, my lad?
Oh, maybe I...
Right.
Yeah.
Have we twittered the sparrows yet?
Let's get out. Let me do that part later. I don't think that's super interesting now.
No. Well,
maybe it is, but...
but, congratulations. You're now a wizard.
Yes, woo!
So now, I think we're now exactly at the same point.
Let's see, but we know already how to advance. Now we can go back to the shop, buy the white spirit, and clean the tree and see what happens.
That's true. I've not done that. Or did I even know that was what I was supposed to do? I thought I had to talk to the woodcutter and convince him to do something, or I don't know. The white spirit.
It's in the shelf behind the guys, I think.
Oh,
if
yeah.
I remember correctly.
Just pick up white spirit, I guess.
Need to walk to the and then they will tell you it costs one gold piece, and now you.
I'd like
have
to
one.
Buy this. That'll be one gold.
The
piece.
The asparagus jelly goes here with all the other jellies.
Yeah, I disagree.
I would like to buy this.
That'll be one gold piece.
Okay, here you are.
Anything else, sir?
I just like to browse.
Okay, now back to the tree.
Yeah, the white spirit, it just looks like a bottle.
Well, that's what I assumed.
Yeah.
Where is it? There. Oh, do we need like a cloth or something?
I don't know.
Let's see. Oh, we have a piece of paper. Maybe that will help. Almost there.
Mm-hmm.
You're probably ahead of me by a couple screens.
I'm now at the screen with the pins.
Oh, yes. I'm just in the same spot.
And to the right. of the bins.
You know, I realized many of those screens are entirely empty, but I think in like a LucasArts game, it would just be a scrolling single screen.
Yeah, this game does not have scrolling screens.
Yeah, that's the thing, I think.
But also, I still wonder, why would you add empty screens? Why would you have all this filler and not just go from relevant thing to relevant thing?
Yeah, maybe it will still adds like atmosphere, environment. I removed the splotch, by the way.
Okay, I can understand adding one or two screens of atmosphere, but this game has like...
Your problems are solved.
I'm very grateful.
So, how about those magic words?
Okay. I don't know what they do, so be careful.
What are they?
Alakazam. Hocus pocus. Abracadabra. And sausages.
Sausages.
Yep. Very powerful magic word is that.
I really do think I've been taken for a ride here.
At least I'm not going to be chopped down anymore.
Does anyone have any pink spray paint?
Right. So that's the tree sorted.
And now we know a couple magical words.
Maybe that will help us. Maybe that will help us to get into the Tower of Doom or whatever it's called.
Right. Walk back all the way. Oh, you know what? Actually, I think it's faster to just use the map.
Use the map. It's a shortcut on the map.
Oh, is it?
Yeah, you can go to the tower directly.
What? Am I blind? I can see it on the map.
Then you have not actually walked.
Oh, you can walk one step further.
Yeah, you need to walk up to the tower, and then it becomes a shortcut.
Great.
So...
I mean, I saw the tower from a distance. But it was one of those empty screens.
Yeah, I don't know. I can understand adding one or two of these screens, but this game is like half of the game is nothing. And that's just a little much.
So, you know, back on the bottom of the little document that I made for myself, I have written current roadblocks, Snowman, White Spirit.
Hmm. Well, you've cleared both. My only roadblock is getting into this Tower of Doom, and I don't know how to
Let's try this. Maybe we can make use of magic now. Oh, by the way, have we examined the WizKid starter pack?
It's a WizKid wallet.
I don't want to let all the junk loose.
Walk to Tower of Doom. Okay. This is not walking, this is jumping, but anyway. Hopping, maybe. Ooh. Crack. There's a crack in the door.
Whoa.
Oh.
How typical. Just when I thought I was getting somewhere.
So there was like a stone bridge, but when I tried to walk there, the bridge fell apart.
Yeah, it disappears. Now, that's why I'm stuck.
That's where you're stuck. Okay, so let's try to figure it out together, maybe.
Yeah.
There's a crack in the wall.
Well, I think these words... I mean, it would make sense if these magic words...
Ah, you know what? I have an idea. Let me try something. That would be like... Oh, but no, there's nothing down there. I thought that you could drop the ring into the fire or something.
That is actually a good idea.
But I can't find... I don't think...
No, you can't...
I'm not wearing it.
The lava is not an interactive object.
Yes, yes. Too bad. That would have been, and also it would have been like external knowledge. And if someone, you know, this game is from before the Peter Jackson movies of Lord of the Rings, so hardly anyone. Well, I don't know. Maybe among gamers, you can probably count on half of them at least knowing Lord of the Rings. Okay, so I don't really see a way forward here right now.
No.
The mince fire extinguisher. What else do we have? White Spirit. Hmm. The rock. Now what?
I don't know.
Is there anything we haven't used? The wedge?
That doesn't work.
Oh, apparently it doesn't.
That doesn't work.
Can't we do like levitation or something?
Yeah.
We're a wizard. Come on. It should be possible.
Yeah. That's why I think
I'd probably get arrested for breach of the peace.
Psst. Sorry.
These magic words need to be applied, but maybe not directly here. Maybe.
There's also the matches. We haven't used them yet, I think. Or have we? No, I don't think we have. It's probably the last item I have that I haven't used. But also in this game, sometimes you have to use things multiple times. Oh, and the wedge. And the WizKid wallet.
I'm trying things, but nothing really works. What I think we just need to look elsewhere.
Yes.
Where have we not made any real progress?
I know one more room that we haven't done anything yet, and that is the stone altar in the forest. Could there be something to
where
to be done
is that?
There? I think I told you about it last time. No, that's not the one. From the center of the forest, I think you go left once, twice, and then up left. Let me see what's the closest path there is. But I couldn't figure out anything to do there.
Okay, maybe we can walk there together then.
Owl tree, yes. Maybe start at the owl tree.
Owl tree.
Yes.
I'm at the owl tree.
Then go east once.
Yep.
See
he's
twice.
Walking. He's walking. I've done it once. I'm twice. Now doing it twice.
Right. And the next room you come to is like a five-way intersection. And
yeah.
You take the top left exit.
Okay. Okay.
And then you go west for two more rooms and you get to a stone altar. And I think
there's a screen with butterflies now.
Yes. And there's like a moose or something in the background on the second one.
Ah, yeah. Oh, yeah. Like some kind of deer.
Yeah. And now there's a stone table, but I have no idea. And it says that.
Huh.
A stone table used for the sacrificing of shaved lions.
Shaved lions?
Shaved lions.
Huh.
That doesn't work.
I'm not sure if I've been here.
Is shaved lion something? Is that like...
Doesn't mean anything to
that
me.
That doesn't work.
I mean, there are so many language-based jokes in here. Maybe
yeah.
It's somewhat passing over my head.
I'm Googling shaved lion and it's just about lions. It's like, how do I shave my cat to make it look like a lion? Yes. So, I don't know. We don't have anything to sacrifice, do we?
No.
Is this the
that
only screen
work.
Where we have done nothing?
That's the one I can think of that I
yeah.
haven't done anything at. The one that has interactable objects that I haven't done anything with.
Yeah, yeah. Because if we look at the map again, there's the town. We've done lots of things in the town. The owl tree. We've not really done a lot with the owl tree, but...
Yeah, as you think, it's probably just like a...
I think it's a source of hints,
yes.
So...
Shall we ask for
it? Well, yeah, that's one idea. The troll bridge, we've definitely done
yeah.
things there, the rest of the forest.
It's like just a hub.
Yeah. Hey, what's the... below the town is the witch cottage.
I think that's where we got the bees? The bee wax? Oh, no, the water. Ah, but... Did we enter the house, actually? Oh, yes.
You can I don't think we've done a...
I have a feeling about this.
Ooh. I haven't been here.
I have definitely not been here.
Maybe
this
because
is,
we know the magical words now?
But we have not spoken them.
Well, not consciously.
Hey, like, there's a broom.
There's a broom, there's a
oh.
trunk, spinning wheel.
Oh, the witch is here.
Oh.
I've tried to steal the broom.
Okay, what else is here? There's also a black cat, a mouse hole, a cauldron, like a jack-o'-lantern thing. And that's it, I think.
I'm talking to the witch now.
Oh, gosh. Let me talk to her as well.
Yeah. Okay?
Because that makes it interesting. Maybe you can tell me which dialogue
oh,
options you've picked.
Dear.
And then we can listen to it. Oi.
Oh, dear.
Ain't no one ever told you not to steal from a witch?
I've picked the top one.
I'm a wizard. I steal from who I want.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah.
You want to fight, do you? You want a wizard's duel?
And then?
That's where I am.
Ah, that's where I am.
Okay, I'm game.
Okay, I'm game.
Right, I'll make the rules. First, no vegetable or mineral, only animal. Second, no dragon. Third, no cheating. Any questions?
What do I have to do exactly?
Don't you know any magic words?
Uh-huh. Of course I do.
You'll soon get the hang of it then. Ready?
Okay.
Picks
out.
I'm ready.
He's taking out his magic book, spell book, reads a few things. Oh, now we have the option to pick those four words. Sausages was the one that we have been told was very powerful.
That's the most powerful. Yeah, totally go and for the sausages.
And it's not a vegetable, I think. So
there we go.
Here goes nothing. Sausages.
That's 1-0 to you.
Wow.
Oh, it's like rock, paper, scissors.
Probably, yeah. So the witch turned into a snake, I think, and we turned into one of those. I forgot what they are called.
Centaur? Little,
yeah, or, probably. Those small...
lion. Or what is it?
What are like they called? Is it mongoose? Are those... Like one of those little predators that hunt for snakes, actually. I forgot the name. So
I'm just repeating sausages for every round, and so far I'm winning.
Okay, let's try again.
Sausages.
A draw.
Ah, look, a draw.
Sausages.
Uh-oh.
That makes 1-1.
Oh. I'm at 3-0.
Sausages. Ahead of...
That's 2-1 to me.
Oh, this is not going well.
No, it's not at all.
Sausages.
That's 3-1 to me.
Oh,
I win. That's one up for the witches. Now, what about you, huh?
I'll just leave quietly, if that's okay with you.
And don't come back. Think yourself lucky I already ate.
Certainly I won't come back. So Simon is walking out.
I could have taken her. And just thought I'd let her off this once.
This is just random, I think, yes. Because I've totally won.
And I'm going back in.
Okay, wrinkled old hag. I'm back.
You want a rematch, huh?
Sure do. You were lucky last time.
That's good. I was having second thoughts about letting you go anyway.
I wonder if there's a system to it or if it's really random. Because if it's random, that would be super annoying.
Ready?
Okay.
He's reading again. Because he couldn't remember those four words. Oops, sorry. Hocus pocus.
Hocus pocus.
That's 1-0 to you.
Wow. Alakazam.
A draw.
Sausages.
That makes 1-1.
Abracadabra.
Uh-oh.
That's 2-1 to me.
This is not going well for me.
Hocus pocus.
Huh.
That's 3-1 to me. I win. That's one up for the witches. Now, what about you, huh?
I'll just leave quiet.
And think.
I can actually right-click to skip dialogues.
I could have taken her. Just thought I'd let her off this once.
Now, how do I win this if it's entirely random?
I just kept yelling sausages and it works for me.
Maybe sausages
okay,
is like...
Okay, wrinkled old hag, I'm back.
I mean,
you want a rematch, huh?
Quiet. So, I assume it cannot be like rock, scissors, paper because there are four options. So maybe sausages just wins against two or something instead of one?
I have sure do.
You were lucky
no
last
idea.
Time.
That's good.
Let's try. I need to win this.
Yeah.
Or this game will end here for me.
Okay.
Read quicker. She's not a fast reader.
Sausages.
A draw.
Sausages.
Ah.
That's 1-0 to me.
Sausages.
Ha, 1-1.
That makes 1-1.
Wow. Sausages.
A draw.
Sausages.
Ha ha.
That's 2-1 to you.
There wow. you go. Now you're winning. Finish
sausages.
Her. Uh-oh.
That makes it 2-2.
That never happened
sausages.
To me.
A draw.
Sausages.
Ah, done it.
That's 3-2 to you.
Wow.
Well done.
Does that mean I win?
Sort of.
Well, what do you know? I won. I guess I'll just take my prize and clear off then.
Wait, didn't she say no dragons?
Mm-hmm.
Now who's won, huh?
No dragons?
Did I say no dragons?
Now you come to mention it, I don't believe you did.
Well, I will give you a chance to defend yourself. Otherwise, it wouldn't be fair.
What did you pick here? Sausages again? You can,
no, yeah, I, obviously I did, but I tried them all. It's the last one.
Abracadabra!
Oh, because it's afraid of a mouse. Or what?
Yeah, no, that's what I thought. But
oh,
actually,
but the rat, the mouse hole.
Yeah, that's you can escape through
this
the mouse hole.
This must be my lucky clever. Day. Except that now I've got a terrible craving for cheese.
So we turned into a mouse. Have we actually explained?
Help! I'm stuck here!
Have we actually explained how the sorcerer's battle went?
That was not particularly well. So in we the heat of the moment.
Yes, you pick one of those magical words that the tree taught you, and you turn into a cat, a mouse, one of those things. Are those minks? No, I'm not sure.
I don't know. It's four creatures.
Yes, or a snake. And apparently there's some sort of rock, paper, scissors thing going on.
Yeah.
And in the back of the witch's hut, there was like a small mouse hole, and when you turn into a mouse, you can just escape through the mouse hole, even though there's a giant dragon blocking the door.
Yeah, and this mouse hole leads you back outside. So now actually we're outside again.
Yes, and you know what? And this is a broom, a witch's
yeah,
broom.
Yeah, so those are made flying, right?
Yes.
So I think this will help us cross
yep,
the...
Use broom totally works.
There you go. Are you there already?
Yes.
Oh, I'm not.
Yes. You could say Simon needs a bit more practice in flying a broom.
A bit too much throttle there.
Yeah. Okay, he's slammed straight into the door at the opposite side of the gap. There was a gap above lava that we had to cross, yes, and there was no way. So using the broom, he's now flown over, and now we can't open the door. Because they are...
That doesn't work.
They are magically and physically sealed shut. So... Okay. Now what?
Once again, I have no idea.
No. I'm just trying all items.
That doesn't work. That doesn't work.
We have so many keys and none of those help at all. But there's also the crack.
I only have two keys, I think. Crank, oh!
The crack in the door, in the bottom left.
That's probably...
Probably how we get in, but...
Yeah, there's a crack. Okay, what do we do with the crack?
If we could say hocus pocus or whatever it was, we could turn into a mouse again and try to get into the crack.
Yeah, that's not likely.
That doesn't work.
I thought maybe you can use the wedge on the crack and then somehow open it wider or something.
That doesn't work.
Trying all the
that
items here.
That doesn't work.
Yeah, I'm just trying everything.
That doesn't work. That doesn't work.
Not very successful.
That doesn't work. That doesn't work.
Yeah, I think we need something.
Okay, so we're stuck again.
Yes.
At the same screen.
Yes. But we got one step further. That's something.
Yeah, we did.
What could we do? Gold
points. I have absolutely no... I think
that
I've used
doesn't work.
Every item with both the door and the crack.
They're magically and physically sealed shut.
So...
Is there any place... Can we walk around the thing, maybe?
No.
No. Who could know something?
What do we still have to do otherwise?
I'm not aware of any other loose ends at the moment. This is my only lead forward. We need to find Skull Island.
Yeah, that's the thing.
How do we find Skull Island?
I don't know. I don't even know if it's a real place.
Ah, you mean it's like... I mean, this Tower of Doom could contain skulls. Skulls? You think it's wordplay?
No, actually, I think this Tower of Doom stuff is...
Probably the end game.
Yes, so I think maybe we should help the druid guy first, if that's possible.
Right. Is there any place we can go where we couldn't get further? So we got the speaking tree, we've done that. I found something to do at the dragon's lair or above it, that's where we are right now. Other than that, what's down here? I have like a dead end on my map. Let's try that one.
Okay.
Where am I? Let's go to the forest. This is go left. Then go right, because left and right are not the same in every screen. Down. He's walking so slowly. Right. Here's also this white tree that's fallen over.
Mm-hmm.
It looks important, but there's nothing you can do here.
No, that's...
Then we're back at the woodworm stump.
Yeah. Well,
if we go south here, there's a dead end on my map. I have no idea where it leads. Let's see. There's like a wolf. Or a giant rat. I don't know. And the dead end leads to... Oh, the witch's hut. Great. I haven't marked it on my map. Huh. Is there anyone we can talk to? There are the Valkyries, but they're not very helpful. The salespeople from the shop, they aren't helpful either. The bartender, dwarves, the frog druid. I mean, we have a flying broom. We should be able to fly wherever we want now.
Yeah.
Maybe this is where we should end the episode.
Yeah, because we've been playing for a while now.
Yes.
So maybe we can just try to make progress somehow, although I'm not entirely sure how.
But we got forward a bit. And
yeah.
I think it's maybe, just trial and error now. And
yeah, exactly. So maybe just try stuff and see if anything helps to open the door. Yeah. And once we're in the door, we should make massive progress.
Yes. So two things to do, either open the door or find Skull Island.
There you go.
Right. So I guess
and we're a wizard now.
And we're a wizard, which is super cool. Or a sorcerer, actually, I think. According to the name of the game, we are sorcerers.
Right. Oh, yeah. They never use that word in the game.
Huh. maybe they... Do you think they wanted to call it Simon the Wizard first? And then realize, hey, wait. That's just literally here.
I don't know.
Okay, but anyway. That's episode 2.
Yeah.
Expect episode 3 soonish, I guess.
Yeah, I hope other club members want to join in.
Yeah, we've tried, but we're always announcing this a bit short, on short notice.
Yeah. So okay, well, anyway, we'll see.
Yes.
Let's try to make progress, and then we'll report back in later.
Yeah, but you know, at the current progress and the speed that we're going through this game, maybe we can do both Simon the Sorcerer games.
Yes, although I've heard that the second one is really, really challenging, so I doubt that, honestly. But if we can get this first one down, that would be really quite impressive already.
Yes. Though so far it wasn't really that hard. I mean, some of those things I would never have found out in a decade, probably. But having two brains work at it, that helps a lot.
So, yeah, I don't know. We'll try stuff and then we'll talk later.
Yep. Bye.
Okay, later. Bye. Let's go.